All right, let's go ahead and get started. Scribes for today. Mary is up. She's not here. Sunny, you're next up. Would you mind scribing today?
Nope, not at all.
Thank you. Okay, our agenda is here. Today on the agenda, we have W3C and credentials, community group update, an executive summary, or the executive summary, going over that, use cases document, credentials and badges, vocabulary update, and maybe an update to the roadmap and executive summary. Is there anything else that we need to discuss today? Anything else to put on the agenda?
Okay, good. So I'm going to be doing this blind. So if folks can put the credential or the links into IRC, that'd be good. The W3C and credential CG update topic is first up. The good news is that so during the call the last time, we said that the W3C wants to move fairly quickly on the credential CG, and that timeline has been moved even up even further. So it's an incredibly aggressive timeline now. So basically, W3C wants the web payments IG to say to recommend groups by the end of June of this year. Which means that basically have to get everything ready by that time frame, meaning charter, executive summary, you know, all that kind of stuff. They want the new groups effectively created by, by December of this year. So, again, that's good news, but it means that we have very little...
Anu, what did you say? By what? When this year? And you beeped out right then.
Sorry, Sunny, you broke up on me. Can you say that again?
When you said they want the new group created by when this year?
September of this year.
September, gotcha.
September of this year. So, you know, right now we're talking with W3C management. Everyone's kind of, you know, running around very, very quickly trying to get everything set up so that we can potentially do that. I'm trying to get W3C more engaged with this group so they start joining calls so they understand. So there's a lot of kind of education. We have to bring all the staff contacts at W3C up to speed and you know, all that stuff. So here's the timeline. By June, the management of W3C wants recommendations basically saying that we need to create a credentials working group at W3C, which means that before June, we have to do all of our messaging to get everyone kind of integrated and up to speed with the work that we're doing here. That is not a lot of time at all. Usually we get 6 months to do this, and we have to do this in 2 months. So we need to have the people that have contacts on that list, the list of credential recruiting folks, the people that we're going to recruit. We need to have people on that list contacted, basically. By the end of June, they need to be updated on what needs to happen. So there's that. And then once that happens, we need to get them up to speed with the technical work and the basically the work and documents we've been working on by September, so that when we launch in September, everyone's pretty much ready to go. The problem with doing some kind of launch like this, launching a working group like this, is that we don't want the working group to start and then immediately stall out. And that's the risk that we're running with this kind of advanced, this kind of really aggressive timeline. So when September rolls around and the people that we want in the group are in the group, we want to hit the ground running because we basically have a month before the W3C meeting in Sapporo, in Sapporo, Japan. So the W3C Technical Plenary happens in late October, and that would be the first face-to-face of the credentials working group. So just to review the timeline again, we have to get as many organizations up to speed by the June-July timeframe. We need to make sure that they really understand what's going on and the technologies we're talking about and the direction that the credential CG has been headed in by September. We only have 4 telecon meetings to get everyone aligned pretty well before the first face-to-face in Sapporo, Japan. Okay, so I'm going to stop there and see if anyone has any questions. Any questions on this timeline or what we're trying to accomplish during this timeline?
Can you talk a little bit about the reaching out part? I mean, I don't have any background in that, so I'm not sure if that's something I can help with or not.
It's just that... Sorry, go ahead. That was Brian Flinton. So, reaching out has to do with basically contacting all the organizations we have in our kind of document, in our connections document, our recruiting document, and getting them to understand everything that we're doing. So, Brian, you could definitely help out with that, potentially with current W3C members. I think you'd be more than capable of doing that. It's effectively, you know, sending out an email and then answering any questions that they have about the work quickly. Did that help?
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. I'm checking RSC. Mark is saying... Mark was saying it was my understanding that the roadmap would morph with portions moving to the executive overview, the diagram moving into use cases, part of which is duplicating charter. Is that the plan? We'll cover that in the next agenda item, Mark. Okay. Any other questions with the credential Fiji update? The W3C credential CG update. And apologies for being so distracted. We're currently trying to get our systems back online here, and I think we're back. Okay. If there are no questions on this, it is vital that we execute on this stuff, right, and starting as soon as possible. Because we really only get one shot to get this right, and if we screw it up, then we're going to be waiting another year. And the W3C is putting an enormous amount of pressure on us to get this right, so everyone's going to have to kind of step up and do communication and make sure that these other organizations that we bring on are brought up to speed. So I think what we're going to end up with are actions to every single one that been regularly on these calls to do outreach, talk to other organizations that are going to be new to W3C and bring them up to speed and make sure that they understand the work that we're trying to do. Elf is asking, where do we find info on steps for W3C members to support the creation of a credentials working group? There are no real steps. We create the steps. So basically, the steps are what I just outlined. This is being done in a very different way from other group creation stuff. They're trying to fast-track it. They're doing exactly what we asked them to do, which was fast-track it, but they're fast-tracking it faster than we asked them to fast-track it, which is a good position to be in, but it just means that we need to we need to accelerate our timeline by a couple of months. Hopefully, Elf, that answered your question. Okay, so I'll know more after this week. I'm having a discussion with W3C staff this week on exactly, nailing down the exact timeline. If you look at this link here, you will see that the credentials draft charter that we've been working on has already been integrated into what they're pitching to W3C. So that's good. Elf is asking, what's the actual official way that this is done? The official way is you do a call for interest, you have a workshop, so that takes 6 months to set that up. After the workshop, you create an interest group, which takes a year to run. After the interest group runs for a year, then you create a working group. So we're skipping 18 months of this stuff and could potentially be just jumping right into a working group. But that requires that everyone in that working group is effectively reading off the same page. We all know what we want to do. Because if we don't, if we jump in and we start working on something like, stuff like use cases, and we're not clear on what the use cases we want are, or if we jump in and we're not clear what the feeder technologies are, the technologies that really work, if we're unsure about any of that, then all of a sudden the group kind of slows down and it takes us much longer to get to where we want to go. I think inevitably there'll be some of that, but we're trying to minimize that as much as possible. Okay. Any other questions on the creation of a credentials working group? Okay, so next steps are we're going to go down our contacts list starting next week, and everyone's going to get assigned organizations, and we need to onboard those organizations, meaning we ask them if they're interested in supporting the work. We give them a link to the executive summary, which we'll go over here in a bit. And then we ask them very specifically, if you're a W3C member, we want a statement from you saying that you want the group to be created. And then once we get that acknowledgement that they want the group to be created, we work with them to bring them up to speed with where we are, which is show them the executive summary, show them the use cases, maybe show them a couple of demos of what we have. So that they at least have some background information going into the creation of this working group. Okay. Next topic up is the executive summary. Executive summary, and then let me get a link to the executive summary. Mark, this is the question that you were asking. The question was, what are we breaking out? I took a shot at putting the executive summary together last night. So if you go to that link that I just put in IRC, you should be able to see the current state of the executive summary. It is a one-pager, and we should limit it to one page. Again, this is a first pass. It's just a suggestion. We may want to cut some stuff out, but as you can see, there's really not much to cut out. So the structure of the executive summary is a brief discussion about a brief introduction to what we mean by credentials and which market verticals we care about, or at least we're demonstrating. Credentials are applicable to a variety of different marketplaces, and these are them. We outline the group's goals, what we want to achieve. We want interoperable credentials. We want a system that scales to the size of the web. We want them to be portable. We want them to be verifiable. We want them to enhance people's privacy. The recipient should be in control of the credential. We want them to be extensible so that, different industries can put their own special things into the credential. We want this, patent and royalty free. A lot of that stuff, I'm hoping, is stuff that there's not much disagreement in this group about it. I tried to match it with a lot of the discussion we've been having over the past year plus. And then at the very end, there are next steps. So, Elf, this goes to your question, how are we going to drive this? What are the steps that we ask people to go through? Well, we ask them to read the charter because that's the thing they're actually going to be voting on. And the second step is we're going to have to create some kind of Google Doc form so that they can confirm that they want to support the group and they will send people to participate in the group. And then we want to link them to the use cases so that they understand the type of problems that we're trying to address and solve via the technology. Okay, so that's where the executive summary stands right now. Mark, I took what was in the roadmap document that you had put together and tried to reconfigure it to this format. Okay, so that's executive summary. Any questions on executive summary or what we're doing there? Would anyone have any concern about circulating this to people that should be contacted?
I don't think so. I'll take a quick pass on it after the call today, but I think it looks pretty good.
Okay. Anything that is not in there that really should be in there? Keep in mind that this is going to be first contact for a variety of organizations we're trying to onboard. So we have to be able to make our entire case using this one pager, or at least get them in hooked and involved in the group using this one pager. Okay, there's no concern about the executive summary. Please continue to comment on it, or try and refine it, or just take a look at the document because it needs to be done by the end of next week. So we need to finalize it by the end of next week, which doesn't give us a lot of time. Elf is asking, will we replace all link 2 with links to current drafts? Yes, the idea is that we're going to hang this off of the Credential CG wiki. So we're going to create new wiki pages like we did for the charter, the Credential CG charter. We're going to create an executive summary and place it there. And then the use cases, we'll put in, the community group respec format. Which also means that the use cases basically need to be in good shape by the end of next week or the week after that, which means we have an insane amount of work to do next week and the week after that. I think it's doable because Sunny has gone through and kind of reconfigured the use cases, but there's a lot that still needs to be done. And the good news is that we can continue to refine those documents as long as we make sure that the links point to the current editor's drafts for especially the use cases document. Okay, so with that being said, we should talk about use cases. Sunny, I can scribe for you as you kind of talk us through the use cases, and at least for the use cases topic, let's try and discuss what we would like to accomplish in the next 2 weeks. So Sunny, over to you.
Based on our conversation last week, I think a couple folks are going to take a pass on the use cases. The use case document was being worked on by Nate, Carrie, and myself, and the three of us felt pretty good with with all the kind of use cases captured so far, and we wanted another pair of eyes to review it and provide feedback. I took a look at it this morning to see if there were any kind of additional comments. And I'm not sure if folks have had the chance to take a pass quite yet.
So I was starting to look at it. We talked about the micro use case strategy and everything. And so I started by investigating what the web payments group had done with that. I have not tried to apply it to our stuff yet. So that was one of the things I was planning on doing in the next week.
So maybe Sunny, Brian, if both of you and I could coordinate in some way, maybe we'll do this off the call. But let's try and of course, Nate and Carrie as well. But let's try and coordinate off the call and come up with you know, an idea of what everyone's going to be doing by the end of this week so that we're not duplicating work. I think if we do that, that would be helpful.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. So let's send out an email after the call to figure out when we can coordinate on the use cases
stuff.
So
who needs to be on that? So Brian, myself, you. I'll keep Nate and Carrie in the loop too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's myself, Brian, you, Nate, and Carrie. Five folks. And I think, you know, because we're running on such a tight deadline, you know, it's not going to be perfect. Whatever we come up with is not going to be perfect, and I'm sure we're going to end up stomping on each other's toes. But, you know, let's just give it a shot and see what comes out. I definitely would like to try. I have an idea of what this document might look like from a phases, micro use cases approach. So we might be able to do that as a proposal and as an experimental proposal. And if it falls apart, then we effectively take what we have in use cases right now in the document Sunny's put together, and we just kind of shove that into an editor's document, and that's what ends up getting circulated to all these groups we want to onboard. Does that sound like a reasonable approach, Sunny?
That sounds good.
Okay, all right, so we'll try that. And then apologies in advance for the ensuing chaos over the next 2 weeks around use cases.
No worries, all good.
Okay, Nate said that he can't join via voice today. He's just on IRC, so maybe... Let me see if we can get him to type some stuff on IRC. Let's see. All right, and so for those that don't have IRC, I'll just read what Nate's saying. Nate says, howdy, sure, I can, I'll do my best. Let me get a link to the document he's giving me. So Nate says, at the Badge Alliance, we're getting ready to release the first linked data version of Open Badges. The credentials vocabulary draft that was shown a couple of weeks ago hasn't changed since then. We haven't seen any comments or feedback aside ELF's feedback, which was very helpful. ELF has just linked to a version of the Open Badges specification or an issue. So ELF has made a couple of comments on the spec. Let me get a link to the vocabulary document that Nate has been working on. Vocabulary document for badges. Nate's saying, I proposed the badges context that referenced IRIs in the credentials vocabulary namespace, but was warned that it may be a long time before the credentials vocabulary is locked down. And so it would be better to use IRIs in a badges vocabulary namespace. There is a link that I just put into IRC which links to the vocabulary document that Nate's talking about. So the question came up, Open Badges wishes to release a version that uses a linked data context in the near future. some of the classes and properties in the draft credentials vocabulary could serve as the IRIs for components of badges that could appear in this context. But the credentials vocabulary has not been thoroughly reviewed, and it may not be approved by this group or a future working group to be published for some time. What would the consequences be of using IRIs within the open badges context for now that may later be superseded by terms in a published credentials vocabulary? Is it hard to move from using one IRI for a term to another IRI? Manu and Dave Longley said it was more important than the meaning of that the meaning of a term stays constant than the IRI that is its anchor. And Dave Longley, I don't know if you want to fill out some of this stuff, some of the details in this. So that's my number one question this week, and I have two other minor ones. What is the community feeling on the terms included in the current draft of the credentials vocabulary? Too much, too little, just right? I guess that's one. This first minor question. And then the consequences for the future. Should open badges and credentials vocabularies look toward being merged in the future? If the community desires to move in that direction, which legacy elements of badges would meet resistance? Okay, so I think those are the three questions. Dave Longley, do you want to take a shot at some of these?
Yeah, so the first question about the feeling on the terms included in the vocabulary. My opinion about the credentials vocabulary is that it should be absolute bare minimum for what is required for interoperability. So right now there's a couple of things in there, for example, like in the vocabulary called defined achievement and defined achievement assertion that have to do with badges. And I don't think that we need to talk about badges in the core credentials vocabulary. I think that should be pushed out to the open badges vocabulary because not every credential needs to be considered a badge. And I don't think having it in this vocabulary helps interoperability or is required by it. Otherwise, I think just about everything else is fine. There's some maybe a little bit of reorganizing and editorial changes we need to make, but I think at its core we need to define an identity, a credential, and this claim property. And I think that's all you really need, at least so far, with respect to the discussions we've been having for what needs to be in the credentials vocab. Everything else that's domain specific, either has to do with badges or other kinds of credentials, should be pushed out into other vocabularies.
Yeah, so I agree there. So there are a couple of let me try and rephrase so I understand what you're saying, Dave. There are going to be fundamentally there should be two vocabularies. There should be a credentials vocabulary and there should be an open badges vocabulary. The open badges vocabulary is specific to the types of things that are related to badges and that the OBI Badge Alliance has been working on for a while now. The reason we want to do that is because we don't want to slow down Badge Alliance or the Open Badges work with some of the other discussions happening in credentials around payments and healthcare and those types of activities, right? So Dave is saying credentials vocabulary should be super minimal and fairly generic so that other things like Open Badges and healthcare credential badges or whatever can be built on top of it. We had a discussion with Nate last week about how to best achieve this from a technical perspective, and I think at least Dave Longley and I feel fairly certain about the right way to go about this. That ensures that none of these groups block each other, but we end up converging in the end. And so, Nate, specifically, if you think that there are any questions that have been unanswered, please speak with us because we think we have answers to all those questions. So let me go back and try and answer the questions Nate's been asking. Is it hard to move from using one IRI for a term to another IRI? As long as the semantics of the term don't change and you are using JSON-LD, it's not impossible. but you really want to avoid doing that if you can, right? Because you're basically relying on a trick of JSON-LD to move from one IRI to another. So if we don't have to, here's the first thing that we'd prefer: do not move from using one IRI to another IRI. Always use the same IRI. So if we can do that, let's definitely do that. And then if we can't do that, then we'll have to figure out how exactly, you know, that ends up working out.
Something I wanted to throw in there is if you start generating badges and you digitally sign these badges using some IRIs, if you change the context at some later point in time on those badges, the meaning is going to change and the signatures will not work. So you'll have to keep around some version of that context so you can continue to verify the signatures on those badges that you've already put out. So the ideal situation is all of this stuff would converge and we would be using the appropriate IRIs. I realize that the different timelines don't necessarily sync up to make that happen, but that's the ideal case. There's going to be some amount of pain, hopefully a minimal amount of pain, if we, you know, put out a context with a different set of IRIs and then shift it over to something new. So it's something we're going to have to accept if that's what the timelines look like.
Yeah. So I think, you know, personally, I would rather put something experimental in the credentials vocabulary and it effectively become unchangeable because the Open Badges stuff has been incredibly successful in using it, meaning that there are millions of badges out there that use it. I would much rather that happen and us be, you know, maybe stuck with a a term that's not fantastic. Would much rather that happen than us kind of shift and start using a whole bunch of different IRIs for version 2 of the Open Badges stuff, because that's a breaking.
Yeah, right? I just wanted to make one clarification. You said in the credentials vocabulary, it could be in the Open Badges vocabulary, but a later version of it could change. Is that what you mean?
No. So I think Nate is saying there are some terms that he wants to use from the credentials vocabulary, but we're telling him that is going to be, it's going to be years before that's stabilized, right? And what I'm saying is that I think that we would rather put something into the credentials vocabulary, which is different from the Open Badges vocabulary, put something into the credentials vocabulary, like, for example, claim. Right? Claim is very important. We'd rather put that in the credentials vocabulary now and have it stick around through Open Badges V1.1, V1.2, and V3, meaning, you know, in the context, in those contexts, Open Badges contexts, then the Badge Alliance create a different claim property and use that for the next 2 to 3 years. And then maybe when Open Badges 2.0 comes out, there's a new claim property in the credentials vocab. Did that make sense?
It did. And I would just add to that, if we keep the credentials vocabulary as minimal as possible, you might only be talking about one property being defined in the spec, and that would be claim. And so that would really be the only thing that matters. I know Nate was mentioning something about he mentioned something about defined achievement somewhere. Unfortunately, you know, he can't connect to the call right now, so we can't talk about that a little bit further. But, you know, if we push all that kind of stuff out into Open Badges, it makes this easier so that there's only really one potential conflict, which I think is that claim property, if it should change.
Okay, so Elf, you're on the queue. You asked a question focusing on the linked data model first and then applying a generic credential on top of it. Do you have audio? I don't know if you have audio.
He does not.
Okay. Elf, you're on the queue. Can you ask your question now, please? while we wait for Elf to ask his question, hopefully we've addressed. Let's see. Elf is saying, I see benefit with focusing on the modeling domain using linked data best practices first. I think we're in general agreement there. So, for example, badge aligns could model achievement. And then use a generic credential as an achievement credential. So he's pointing to a comment he made. I do not agree with what Elf is saying there. I think it's backwards. Meaning that a credential is the basis and a badge is a type of credential. Because if we do the opposite, then all of a sudden we've got these, you know, medical licenses that we're saying are subclasses of a badge, and that's a strange way to model it, if that's what he's actually saying.
I don't think he's saying that. I think he's saying achievement credential would be a subclass of a credential. And if you look at the link, I think what Elf is saying is modeling it the correct way.
Okay. If that's the case, then never mind. I agree with Elf. it's hard to understand this stuff over IRC.
If people can look at the gist he has, I think the way that he's written it out is the way we were planning on designing credentials and domain-specific credentials and things of that nature. I mean, we might want to have, you know, multiple types listed. If you see line 12 and it's just, you might have multiple types there, credential and achievement. That's another way to model it. But the basic idea is when you create a credential, you put you define whatever properties you want and put them inside of the claim section. So you can create something like achievement, and that can be this type of badge that goes in here. And then if you model it that way, then you can easily say a person has this badge. And when you use JSON-LD framing, you can merge those badges all together as part of their identity and use it in an application.
Okay. I'm going to have to catch up on the discussion. I don't feel like I'm qualified at all to talk about this right now. So, Longley, you have been able to take a look at what Elf's been talking about?
Yeah, I was looking at it a little bit earlier today as well, and I believe the way he's modeling it is exactly the way we were planning on modeling this stuff, so it fits together, and I think it does match linked data best practices. There's still this outlying issue that has to do with whether or not we need to put things in the claim section in its own graph, but that's an esoteric linked data outstanding question that we're going to have to figure out at some point. But the way he's modeled it, it is what we were looking for.
Okay, but this doesn't. So I guess my question is there a misalignment with what the Badge Alliance is doing with their badge stuff?
I'm not sure.
They can't change.
I'm not sure. I felt like this could work with that work for them, but you know, that's. I think Nate is going to have to speak to that a little bit better than I can.
Okay, or I mean, Carrie, you've been very involved. Both Sunny and Carrie have also been very involved with this stuff. I don't know if you've had a chance to read this email thread and have thoughts on it.
Hey, it's Carrie. I'm a little bit out of the loop on all of it right now. I wouldn't mind, though, having a follow-up meeting on this with you guys, like outside of this call and just reviewing it, maybe with Elf and Nate and Dave.
Okay. All right. We'll
make sense?
Sure.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, I mean, I think it makes a lot of sense to do it. It's like this type of stuff is the stuff that we'd normally be doing in a working group. The thing that's throwing a wrench into the works is that, you know, Badge Alliance is trying to do a deployment of this stuff right now. So we're, you know, we have to figure out a way of not holding, you know, Badge Alliance or the OBI stuff up, while also not creating a big problem for Badge Alliance or OBI when the credential stuff matures.
Yeah, we appreciate that for sure. We do want to get it out, mostly because we can set it aside and move on to the next one. So, yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me. That would be great, guys. Thank you.
Okay. We'll figure it out.
We apologize. We don't want to hold up your work in any way. We're just, you know, this stuff is getting into the highly technical details that the working group would be dealing with. And so there's sort of this two different timelines for this stuff, and we're trying to make it all work for everybody as best as we can.
Yeah, no apologies needed. You're doing great. Thank you so much for your help with this. We appreciate it.
Okay. There were two other questions that Nate had that I want to make sure that we cover. I'm having to scroll quite a bit up. I don't know if I lost it. Oh, here we go. Other minor questions. What is the community's feeling on the terms included in the current draft of the credentials vocabulary? Too much, too little, just right. My assumption is that Nate means open badges vocabulary and not the credentials vocabulary. Am I reading too much into that? Because the document at specification.openbadges.org/credentials is this. Well, it's the stuff out of it's kind of a mix of the stuff that's out of OBI and credentials. Like, for example, there's stuff like criteria and evidence and tags and UID, and that's very much OBI Badge Alliance stuff. It's not what we would imagine to be generic credential stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier, that really the credentials vocabulary is probably only going to have, like, claim in it, you know, or something closely approaching that. You might have to have something that's like claim owner recipient, that sort of thing, but you don't need much else for interoperability. Evidence and tags and all those sorts of things don't necessarily go into a credential. Credentials aren't necessarily achievements. They might just be a proof of age, you know, things of that nature. So all that stuff goes in the open badges vocabulary, not in the credentials vocabulary.
Okay. Let's see. The other thing was consequences for the future. Should open badges and the credentials vocabularies look toward being merged in the future? If the community desires to move that direction, what legacy elements of badges would meet resistance? So I believe the current working thought on it is that these are two different vocabularies that do two subtle but different things. The credentials vocabulary is very minimal and is only required for interoperability of credentials. The open badges vocabulary is fairly specific to things like criteria and evidence and tags and things of that nature, the name of the badge, images related to the badge, things like that, basically what Badge Alliance has been doing for the past couple of years. So I don't think that they should be merged, but they should certainly complement complement each other.
Right. What we want at the end of the day is that is the types of credentials that the Badge Alliance are pushing out are generic credentials, but then they define things like this is the thing that the claim in a badge would be, this is the achievement that was that a person achieved. Things like that. So the generic credentials vocabulary is just saying this is how you define a credential, and it has a claim or a set of claims in it. And then the open badges spec layers on top of it, and the types of claims it makes are things like you received this achievement or you accomplished this. and here are all the properties related to that, and here's the evidence for that, or here are tags related to it, things like that.
Okay, so hopefully that answers the three questions that Nate had. Scanning back through what Nate's been saying, 11:47. Let's see. No. 11:40. So at 11:46, Nate starts responding. Elf is pretty close to what the Badge Alliance has been doing. 11:47, Nate is saying inside what would be his achievement property, the Badge Alliance would have a recipient property with information about the recipient identifier that was targeted by the issuer. Fortunately, I do not have enough mental bandwidth to understand that right now. But if the recipient identifier is in fact the ID of the claim, it would be duplicative. Nate is saying, so this is pretty close to where we might want to get to with version 2. Okay, so Nate is effectively saying that what Elf is proposing is seems to be aligned with what they might want to do for version 2.
Yeah, if we could sync up timelines, you know, sort of with the working group and version 2 of Open Badges, then we can sort a lot of this stuff out, and there will just be some amount of pain for moving from 1-1 or 1, from 1 to 1-1 to 2. And if we can sync up with 2, then maybe a lot of these problems can be resolved together, so we don't have another iteration of pain.
Okay, so 11:48, Nate was saying he was talking about the credentials vocabulary before. That was definitely the document I was looking at. I think... First off, it shouldn't be called the credentials vocabulary. It should be called the open badges vocabulary. Greg is saying it definitely should not have name, description, image, and issue date. I think we can put that in the vocabulary, but they should be using schema.org terms. It shouldn't recreate. Let me see how.
So by put that in the vocabulary, you mean like mention it, not redefine those things.
Right, yeah.
I mean, it might make sense in the context. I don't know if it makes sense in the vocabulary other than mentioning that these might be, there might be common things you put in there. I think those are common things to put in a context for ease of use, but there's what goes into the vocabulary, that should really be new terms that are being defined.
So I don't know. I don't feel strongly about it. I don't know if I agree. So I'm looking at the source. Nate did the right thing, which is he makes a name about schema.org/name. It's an RDFS property. Its label is name. So he's just restating what schema.org states. And sometimes it's helpful to have things in vocabularies to tell people, look, these are the properties, other properties that we expect you to use with the badge, instead of having them to go off and kind of hunt down where they are. We do that in some of the other vocabulary documents for payments.
Right. I think that's okay. I just want to make sure we're not defining these things again, or we're not linking off to them and saying they're really part of another vocabulary and things like that.
Yep. So Nate at 11:49 is saying, Dave expressed a desire to pare it back to a minimal set, dropping almost all properties besides claim. Dave restated that on the call today. Nate and Greg had a discussion, RC, about a particular term, and Nate's asking him to take that discussion to the mailing list. Let's see.
By the way, Greg's on the queue.
Sorry. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I do think we need to be clear about what is sort of in the context and what's in the sort of formal vocabulary. And the way this document is written, it appears to be all the terms that are defined in the credentials vocabulary. And so the fact that name is really something that would be a more contextual issue coming from, say, schema name, gets lost in this. And I do think we need to sort of keep, from a modeling perspective, we do need to keep separate. So the smallest formal vocabulary we can define that solves the problem is I think the way that we want to emphasize. But certainly we want to describe the types of properties that make sense in this context. And there's some ways to do that formally as well, but sort of keep a notion of the separation between terms as defined in the context and expected to be used within a document and what is part of the formal vocabulary.
Yep. So agreed. I think that, so there are two things happening. One of them is what's the formal vocabulary, and I completely agree with Greg. It has to be the most minimal set of things that create interoperability. The other, I guess, concern that I have is documentation around these terms, meaning at some point, you know, we need to put out documents that talk about how these badges or credentials are put together, what a useful credential badge looks like. And I think the open question is, should we give some of those examples in the vocabulary document, or should that be a separate document elsewhere?
So in the CSV group, we have basically a metadata terms or metadata document that describes all the terms and the way that they're used, but does not also try to be a formal vocabulary definition. Instead, it references that vocabulary definition, which is also a context, and there's some ways that we've described that. So all the terms that are described in the way that they're used are in one document, but the context and vocabulary definition just tries to do only that without including examples and other types of things. So perhaps a similar strategy would work here.
That sounds like a good strategy. Okay, we have 2 minutes left in the call. Mark has asked about where the roadmap is going. Let me try and mention something really quickly. So Mark is saying, it was my understanding that the roadmap would morph with portions moving into the executive overview, the diagram moving into use cases, and the remainder, mostly schedule and timeline, remaining a part of which it seems to be duplicated in the charter. Is that the plan? I believe that is exactly the plan. So I think the roadmap document is kind of going to disappear because we're splitting the content up into the charter, the use cases, and the executive summary. Do think that we need to propose some kind of roadmap, as in, you know, this is how we think everything's going to come together. But I'm a bit at a loss as to what the content of that document would look like. So I think we need a roadmap to lay out the plan for the next 2 to 3 years. But I'm unsure as to, you know, I feel like that's just going to end up reconstituting a lot of the content that we have spread across the charter and executive summary and that those kinds of documents. Are there any other thoughts on roadmap at this point? Does anyone feel like it's a vital document for the next 2 to 3 months? Or does anyone feel like it's not a very not a vital document and we can kind of put it to the back burner for the time being?
Well, I think that it maybe it's useful as a transitory document so that we have something to refer to when we're describing how we sort of translate use cases into specifications, that it sort of fits in with the general plan that's outlined here. But ultimately, this would be turned into some specification that the working group would generate, not as a roadmap, but as a substance.
Is that its usual role, as just sort of like a procedural document that doesn't get institutionalized?
Well, I can't say that because I haven't normally seen a roadmap outline, but it strikes me that, and of course there's many things that we could talk about with regard to here, and that's the point that it serves, is this discussion and to help resolve the kind of direction where we want to, where we're intending to go. So there'd be some document, for instance, that describes the stack in here and what happens at, say, a data modeling level, which would then be translated into specification text. So work's gone into this document. I think it's a useful way to focus those discussions and evolve it, but with an eye towards obsoleting it.
Right. That seems reasonable.
Okay, and Mark's concerned that Mark doesn't think that getting rid of the roadmap or putting it on the back burner is a good idea. So I think we'll have to wait until he's on the call and hear his arguments for keeping a strong focus on the roadmap document. To give another bit of color on your question, or Brian, roadmap documents, I like Greg, I haven't really seen them used that often at W3C. The roadmap is effectively the charter for the group. At least that's what I've kind of seen. And once you have the charter, you don't really need the roadmap unless what you're doing is like massive and expansive. And I don't know if the credential stuff falls into that category. Maybe it does, but here's the main thing with the roadmap. The roadmap basically helps people rally around the direction that you're headed in, right? So it can be more detailed than a charter, and it'll say, you know, this is the direction we're going in, these are the technologies that we're using, these are the groups that we're going to interface with, we need to do stuff in, you know, this order, X, Y, you know, 1, 2, 3. Now, if you squint at that, that's effectively what a charter, W3C charter, is about, but the roadmap can go into more detail about why we've made some of the choices that we've made, whereas a charter can be a bit more hands-off about it. Yep, and much appreciation to Mark about, you know, getting these pushing these documents forward. I think what's happened is that we found the content that Mark's put together very useful, and it's been placed into other documents. So meet Greg's. So Mark is saying, I don't think we should keep it, but reform it to meet Greg's vision. Okay. All right. So we're 4 minutes over. I think that's the call for today. Nate is saying that he likes the combo or executive summary plus charter. It sounds like Greg has a good idea of how these things fit together. So yeah, I mean, I don't think we're way off base. I think we're kind of hovering around the solution, and it'll become clear as the weeks roll on and the time pressure for, you know, proposing this stuff to W3C is on us. Okay, that's it for the call today. Thank you, Sunny, for scribing. Unless there's anything else,
you're gonna ping us about the use case stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and if I don't ping you, please ping me to ping you, because there's
right.
A lot going on this week. Okay,
right,
thanks
thank
everyone for the call, and we'll chat again next week. Bye.
All right, bye.